Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in a lovely full studio this morning, I have Ellen Frankenstein, Leanne Sear, and Zach Anderson, all here for Rough Seas, the little PSA we just heard not 10 seconds ago. Rough Seas, music and tales of harrowing experiences, close calls, and lessons learned from the sea. Thanks all for coming in this morning.
Good morning and happy April Fools.
Yes, this is all a very serious interview.
Yes.
very serious. Actual event happening. And for folks who might be new to town or maybe have been really holed up this winter, Sitka Tells Tales has been happening for a number of years now. But Ellen, in a nutshell, what is Sitka Tells Tales? Who's involved in it?
Well, Sitka Tells Tales is a live storytelling series. This is our first one, it turns out, for 2024, though I think we've done about 40 over the past 7 years.
Wow.
In it, we have true tales, usually about six tellers, get 6 minutes to tell a true tale. And we like to add in music, spoken word, and get lots of people involved. And we move venues where we do it, and it's a lot of fun.
Awesome. And it's kind of like, if people are familiar with the podcast, like The Moth.
Yes, it's a mini moth.
Yeah, so it's, you're telling stories. You don't have notes. This is not like a prepared speech. This is a bunch of friends getting around and
but more than that, we coach people.
Oh,
so there
great.
Is a thing like we really make people rehearse, mm-hmm. and we coach them so the stories are good. And then we have them on podcast and it's re-aired. And sometimes our shows are just happening in the space, but like this one that's coming up, you can come, and that's really fun, but it's also broadcast live.
Right here on Raven Radio.
Yes, just part of it.
Yeah, so it's a great way to interact with fun aspects and
serious.
And things behind your community of people that maybe their close personal friends know these tales, but this is a chance to get out and get a little more depth into who they are as a person, as a character in town.
Yes, true. And I think it helps us know each other.
Yeah, definitely. And then, just knowing each other, like, oh, these were formative in some way, either as a harrowing experience or as, some comic mishap. Who knows?
And a key thing for what Sitka Tells does is we collaborate with other groups in town, whether it's Salty Spoke, mm-hmm. Outer Coast, Sitka Conservation Society, and this time we're doing it with AMSI.
Yeah, with AMSI. So, Leanne, you are the new director of AMSI, the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association. And this is in honor of celebrating your predecessor, Jerry Dugan, who was the founder, director, wearer of many hats for AMSI. So, AMSI, at least my frequent interaction with this is I see AMSI as on the community calendar, hosting different drill clinics and whatnot. What does AMSI get up to in town?
Yeah, I mean, in Sitka, we are always busy trying to train commercial fishermen. And then we try to also expand our training to the schools with kids, especially. Mm-hmm. It's easier to train kids, in a lot of ways than it is adults, so try to get them young. And then also, there are a lot of people coming into the community that need training as well. People who've lived here all their lives also enjoy a lot of our classes, mm-hmm. like Mariner's First Aid. And then we have, boating without the boys or boating with the boys or different variations of inclusivity of, what people want out of the training.
Yeah, but the most important thing of get out on the water, have fun. It's an amazing place to go out and be, but do it safely and mm-hmm. do it confidently. And I got to say, I took one of those marine first aid classes and I really appreciate it. I believe it was Jerry who was teaching it. But compared to another first aid class of where you have like, okay, what are the tools you have around you to use? It's like in the office, we have our first aid kit. Well, Jerry brought in like PFDs, paddles, all these things. Like if you're on a boat, you're going to have different things to work with. And I'm just like, very creative thing to do. Definitely, stayed in my mind because that was a number of years ago. But him after all these years, retiring, finally taking a little bit of a break. This is a way to celebrate him. Why decide to work with Art Change to do a Sitka Tells Tales event to celebrate Jerry?
Yeah, I mean, Jerry is one of Sitka's most powerful storytellers. You brought this up already, but he was our founder and head trainer and executive director since 1987. 2023. And in that time, he read hundreds of vessel disaster reports, and he also interviewed many people who survived vessel disasters. And then he tells those stories to the community, to other fishermen and mariners, so we can learn from each other.
Right.
And so I think that's really powerful. And so this storytelling event is a really good way to honor him. And also, Jerry would hate to have like a formal retirement party.
This is instead of a gold watch.
And he's not retired. He's not, because he's still training all over the country. So
excellent.
You're talking about his international influence, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I just attended an international conference that I knew Jerry was amazing, but I was educated that he's one of the founders in the world, modern founders of marine safety.
Yeah, so the name of the organization might be the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, but its reach is far, far greater than just Alaska and its waters.
Yes.
Awesome. So yeah, after 36 years and knowing so many, spinning so many tales in a way to learn from, this is another on that theme of people telling the tales of this is what I learned from my who knows what happened at sea.
Mm-hmm.
Zach, so for you, you are our suds master in town with a Harbor Mountain Brewing Company. This has been a great place that has had a lot of cool events happening in town. What has been what is the reason that you've opened up Harbor Mountain to have these different events in town?
Well, I know for us, we really appreciate the opportunity to work with other local organizations. I mean, a lot of people can buy beer at mm-hmm. a lot of other great locations here in town as well. But for us, there's a deeper line of being a community-driven business, essentially to create more community. And mm-hmm. the more community that we can help create in this town, we just view it as, when you're drinking that suds, non-alcoholic option, it hopefully brings people together. Yeah. And it's kind of like an English brewery model. And then, we just feel lucky to be part of this and work with people like AMC, KCA, Art Change, and just kind of see how these third-party entities help establish, a good community-driven space. So we're happy to do it, happy to be part of it. I'm looking forward to hearing these stories. And then this is our first event. We now get 8 events a year we have 2 licenses, which mm-hmm. is a cider license and a manufacturing brewing license. So we get 4 events now starting in 2024. So this is our first one. I'm real excited. And we're going to have some live music along with it too. So it's going to be a really fun Tuesday.
Excellent.
Yeah, I really hope people turn out.
So yeah, it's packing in not only the Cicatel's Tales and the Storytellers, but if you only have, 8 events a year you can host, you're making it count.
Yeah, we are. And it's going to be, community driven. All local stuff is our model going forward. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty excited. We have some stuff, in May as well. And then if people have ideas, we're looking for them, third parties especially, just to kind of help make that place a little bit better for the community.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a great open space. You have now that outside spaces too, so the weather
starting
gets
to get
warmer,
sunnier. Yeah. Right. So yeah, we're slowly making it, better as we have the time to and resources as well. But yeah, we're just really excited to kind of be that place, and hopefully people are excited about being there as well and make it comfortable for them to be able to enhance the community again. Yeah.
Awesome. And so for the event that's happening tomorrow, the storytelling aspect of it starts at 7 p.m. at the brewery, but there's plenty of time to come in and hang out with your friends and get into the vibe beforehand. So doors of the brewery open at 3 p.m., music starts at 5, and then the storytelling aspect at 7.
Which includes, the music is kind of mixed in.
Oh, excellent.
So three of our musical acts are doing kind of stories. We're not like the moth is very rigid, like mm-hmm. this is the exact way to do it. We're very open. And I want to say we so appreciate getting to do this at the brewery. We appreciate everyone who collaborates with us. We're all about all the people we work with. I think the line between profit and nonprofit, it's fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to have a community that's livable, that recognizes the hard things and also celebrates together.
Right. And an evening like this is a great example of that. So for this theme of rough seas, music and tales of harrowing experiences, who came up with that specific theme? Was that a collaboration between AMC and Art Change?
Yeah, it's always a collaboration. Yep.
Awesome. So, I gosh, without giving too much away, you said you have obviously some storytellers and music acts, plural?
Yes. Well, yes, we have 4 different musical acts in here.
Wow. Yeah, Jen Reed Trio starts it off at 5, and then, you know, I don't know if you have the list for
Los Castaways, yep. Los Vatos, Blake and Sarah.
Very cool.
Who am I missing? Got to look at my notes here, but I think, did I cover them all? Blake and Sarah, look out. Yep. We have the stories of the people that have made it, and mm-hmm. we want to celebrate that too, because there's also hard stories we all know in this community.
Yeah.
And we had a rehearsal, and it was fun and intense hearing people talk about the things that they've and what it's like to work on the ocean. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, definitely a humbling experience, but an addicting one in its own right of people, even with these close calls, are still going back out to sea.
Yeah, and the thing I want to mention with Sick of Tales Tales, we welcome more collaborations, more tellers, people who want to volunteer to help organize them.
Right.
We're thinking of the next one. Our tentative next one is to the theme of belonging at Porch Fest. It's not 100% set, but mm-hmm. if you have a story to the theme of belonging, yeah. The other thing about Sick of Tales Tales is we like voices we haven't heard.
Mm,
so
definitely.
It's fun to get people who might not want to do it. To do it.
And as you were saying, it's not just throwing you up there with a microphone in hand and being like, all right, you got 6 minutes. It's some coaching and some support involved of you're not being just up there blind. You're being given support so you do succeed. And it's, as you're saying, it's a great way to build community of bringing people together, especially as things start to warm up and people kind of crawl out of hibernation mode to get out, see their friends, see different sides of their friends and neighbors that they may not have seen before. And of course, in this case, also just celebrating the legacy that is Jerry Dugan and the work he's done with AMC. Oh goodness, we're out of time this morning, but thank you all for coming in this morning. So the event is tomorrow night, April 2nd at the Harbor Mountain Brewery. Doors will open at 3 p.m., music at 5, stories at 7. It is Rough Seas. Music and tales of harrowing experiences, close calls, and lessons from the sea. Ellen, Leanne, Zach, thank you all for coming in this morning and for supporting such great community events in Sitka.
Thank you.
Thank you.